Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. I am remiss in not sending over the links for Harley Schlanger, and I'm sure if he's going to be available, but we'll try. He's at our web link there, so I'm so busy with today, I'll tell you, it's insane. So let's see, I'm on the stack. Okay, hour two, and that's Harley. And if we don't get Harley, I will pull up one of our other great guests. Actually, you know what we might do, if we had our board op yesterday, Jason, we may pull up Deborah Tavares, because she said she has much more to cover. So we'll try to get Harley. He's in Germany. Okay, so let's get Deborah. Deborah Tavares. She was on yesterday, and she is in a panic to get more time. And because we're not doing a Monday show, she's been doing tons of research and finding some really bad stuff, which, you know, I don't want to ruin your new year, but you got to understand what's going on here. It's pretty crazy. So we will be bringing her on. And, of course, in the third hour, hour three, we have Gary Richard Arnold. We may bring him on early if we have to. Gary, of course, is going to have a show also on our new Rio.co podcast stream, which we'll be having posted up and archiving over in Deagle Network. Plus a Listen Live button you'll see on NutriMedical and elsewhere, so you can actually listen to the shows. Our main show we hope to have on all of the networks, including many new radio stations, so we have lots of avenues. We're also going to be posting over on Alexa, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, where we already have some accounts for some years. We have a phone number, of course. If you go to the main website, NutriMedical, you should be able to listen to the show over there as well, which is 701-801-2263. If you actually dial that number, the last show actually does continuous replay, so it plays it over and over again, the 3 hours of the show. Our new caller number, by the way, to call into the show is 833-NUTRI, N-U-T-R-I-ME, or N-U-T-R-I-M-E, NUTRI Medical. It's just N-U-T-R-I-M-E. So it's H-U-T-R-I-M-E, and you can call into the program as well, as, of course, the number that's been up there from Genesis for years, which is 877-317-6432. That way you can call into the program, and we'll post you up. And in fact, I'm going to put a little speaker. So I can put a speaker phone here off my phone, because it's a little grasshopper number that refers through to my iPhone, so I can actually post up your call directly in. And you can text, actually. The nice thing about grasshopper, you can text your question, and then I can see it. You can also text it if you go over, or when you tell the board op, they'll put it up on the screen what your question is. But this is nice with Grasshopper, because you can do that directly. Let's see. The Deborah Tavares, of course, we had her on just the other day, and she is pretty amazing in terms of her knowledge base on what's going on with 5G network, the accounting systems, the globalist agenda. Many of these things you're not going to find elsewhere. Let's see where it's going on here. 707. What we are scrambling for at the time of the end of the year is all kinds of tech stuff to try to integrate everything together to make sure we expand our audience base. We have Deborah. Wonderful. Deborah. And, of course, in hour three, we're going to have I have our special guy. Hopefully he won't have any issues as well with trying to get him on. Like yesterday we had Scott Adams, who's ordinating on our second hour on Thursdays because of the crazy holidays that are going on. So, Deborah, you want more time? You got more time. Let's go for it.
Well, absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Bill. I want to dig into a number of issues as we start to arrive into the new year, 2019, because there are a number of things that people need to understand and prepare for. And this is not about a dump of bad news. What we have to now look at as it being information and being empowering information so that people can determine for themselves the kinds of opportunities they see out of what could otherwise be fear-based, if you want to look at it that way, but ways in which we can improve our health along the way as we are in a boot camp here on Earth right now, learning about all of the things that we're learning about. And I'm going to just get into some accounting problems that we see now with the economic global hitman team that has laced itself into all of our cities. And I want to refer back to a quote out of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. It said that the silent weapons system is a system that's expected from, it's not an ordinary system, it's not an ordinary weapon. It is a silent weapons system. And its functioning is silent. And here's what it says about the silent systems of warfare in one aspect of this. It says, the system shoots situations instead of bullets, propelled by data processing instead of chemical reaction or explosion, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. So what's important to understand about what you just heard me read, and I would recommend everybody download or read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. You can find that on stopthecrime.net, which is our website. And I would encourage you, of course, to sign on to stopthecrime.net because we're doing interviews all over the world and posting them there. But why I read that is then to bring in what the report from Iron Mountain says, and I'm going to be weaving into it accounting because that's what I have to disclose now and what our team has uncovered. But again, I remind everybody, the report from Iron Mountain revealed back in the 60s, and it was actually a report that was given to Johnson after the assassination of JFK. And then it was said by Johnson that it was a fake. It was never a fake. And the report from Iron Mountain, which you can watch as a movie on YouTube, type in the Iron Mountain report.
What is Iron Mountain? Just to give a little background, what is it?
Yeah, it's a report, and I'm actually going to get into that right now because this is very...
Well, where is it located? Do you know where Iron Mountain is?
No, it's a document. It's the report from Iron Mountain, and it was a document. And they met a couple of times in Iron Mountain, which was in upstate New York.
Right.
And they formulated. They didn't always meet there. But
right.
It was a group of selected people that were... organizing and determining the minimum and optimum levels of destruction of life, the optimal level.
It's tied to Agenda 21, is what you're saying.
Well, it is the blueprint. It's the beginning blueprint for what we now call UN Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030.
And also a thing called Vision 2050. Have you heard about that one too, right?
And I have.
Yeah.
And so in any case, it was involving the amount of annual destruction of life, of property and natural resources. And when you look at that in the movie format, which I would recommend people do, look at it as a movie format on YouTube, but then also look at the report itself. But here's where I'm going with this, because it's important to understand. The report divulges shows and explains the deliberate intensification of air and water pollution.
Right.
And they then also talk about the long-range planning and budgeting, accounting, budgeting of optimum numbers of lives to be destroyed. Again, the optimum amount of property and natural resources to be destroyed. So with that in mind, it's important to remember that our government is a network of franchise corporations.
By the way, just to raise a question here, who is the orchestra master? Who's got the baton?
Well, there are many people that describe it in many different ways. And what I really want to, of course, there's many levels of that. But I want to get into what's happening in our local city governments and all of our local agencies right now with this nefarious hitman team putting forth accounting.
That's important to get these details, but I'm going to throw in the baton master when we come back just for a minute, then I'll let you continue.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
People need to understand is the Baton Masters are the Druidic Council of 13 with the Pindar, which is, means the penis of the dragon. Evil is exoplanetary and extra-dimensional. And then when you start understanding the details, which Deborah has, you realize this is very complex from super-intelligent beings that have lived for eons. It's not just normal humans. They're not just normal, quote, geniuses. They're evil geniuses that make the brainiacs of these comedy children's movies, you know, like Brainiac, look like child's play. And it's more complex and more evil than the Star Wars trilogies or all those movies, Star Wars. It's way, way more complex. And in fact, the scheme is eventually, the final layer of this so-called Mark of the Beast system is to hack not only into your social media, but to hack into your cortex and know the intentions of your heart, which is, in a sense, your soul. That's how bad it is. I mean, that's why when you look at the 5G networks that you're chasing down, we look at this accounting, because ultimately the thing comes down to two issues. Property, which means we're not the property of the state or corporation, which is why we have Kelby Smith on. And number two, your own soul or consciousness, the ability to decide for yourself what you want to do for yourself and your family. They've turned us in many states like California, your children, into the property of the state. They're basically, you're just a proxy of the state, and they're the local parentis. They're actually the parent, and you're not. That's why they can force vaccinations on your kids to go to their damn schools.
Yeah, parens patriae is what they call it.
The yeah, parents patriae.
The state owns our children.
But by the way, people don't realize the corporation owns all Americans or the U.S. corporations. We're actually, our birth certificate and C corporation is chattelized against the national debt to a tune of $1.5 million per year, right?
And that's absolutely true. So moving from that, people need to understand how we're economically going to be shredded here in the United States and overseas as well. Because we have the most sophisticated Luciferian accounting hitman team that has entangled itself into all of our government. So let's talk about that, because this is absolutely imperative. We are being set up in every single city and county and every other aspect of government agencies. We're talking about all government agencies, all corporations. Again, we're a franchise network of agencies, and it's all set to determine the destruction and to set us up into the destruction. So I want to read a couple of things, Dr. Bill, out of a climate action plan, because I can't talk enough about the importance of everyone looking at their climate action plan. And I'm going to make an example out of one specific plan, because before I do that, I just got off a round table out of Europe, and
right.
I was one of four on the round table. I was the only one from the United States. There was a representative from Spain, one from Zurich, Switzerland, and one from the Czech Republic, Prague. And
right.
I looked up the climate action plans for Spain, for Switzerland, and for the Czech Republic, and they all have climate action plans. That means to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions and your carbon footprint to stop climate change. Now, that is outrageous. Why people continue to believe that you're ratcheting down your use of resources and reducing your water consumption and being forced out of your cars that run on gasoline that's a renewable and not on fossil fuels, as all of these documents say.
Right.
We know fossil fuels was only a fraudulent scientific perpetration by Rockefeller to create the illusion we were running out. Look at the origins of oil, all of you that are listening, and share that far and wide. Understand, just like water being a renewable, petroleum has been a renewable as well.
Right.
So with having said that, I want to read parts of this climate action plan that is out of the town of Bedford in Indiana. And this is only one of many plans. And Dr. Bill, if you want to follow along, key
right.
in.
And by the way, this is in every state, in every province of Canada, every country on earth has these plans now.
Yes,
and it's tied
it
also to a national world ID system, which, by the way, every state now is not a nationalized identification process. Every country on earth by this year, 2018, now soon 2019, is already instituted into the Mark of the Beast world ID system, which is tied to this identification and tracking, like tagging a sheep on a farm. You're
yeah.
all tagged now, and they want to eventually have it not only tracked on your phone, but they eventually want to be able to get iris scans. For example, you see it advertised on TV, digital fingerprints, which are every individual in India, and they've done it all now. At one point, I think 2.8 billion people.
Well, look at the credit system already set up in China.
Yeah, but this is only a template. Remember, it's
yeah.
our tech companies doing this in China because they want to eventually do it to us.
Yeah.
And the wall, by the way, isn't just to keep Hondurans and Mexicans and Guatemalans out. It's to keep us in. If you see the movie The Day After Tomorrow, believe me, if there's a natural disaster like an ice age that happens, it's to keep not only those out from coming in, but it's to keep us from going out.
Yeah, actually, also, there's an excellent series called The Colony, and I would recommend Colony, C-O-L-O-N-Y. And it
right.
takes place in Southern California. But what I want to get into, and this is extremely important, because then I want to get into what happened with Fukushima and how that was really a setup.
Yeah, it was actually artificial. I talked to Dr. McCanny and others. And in fact, the tsunami wave was not triggered off by a normal earthquake or subduction. Okay, please continue. Fukushima was not a normal thing. It was an artificial tsunami.
Yes, it was, and it's a very interesting, and I'll get into that in a second, but I'm looking right now at this climate action plan from the town of Bedford, which is in Indiana, and I'm looking at their final draft, which is dated January 19th of 2010, and I'm just going to read a couple things out of this plan. In Bedford, we're already aware of the decreasing quality of our air and the increased prevalence of diseases. Climate change will bring about severe and longer heat waves that can threaten the health of most vulnerable people. Heat waves have already led to power outages. So what they're doing right now is setting us up for the takedown of the grid. Okay, this is happening. I'm reading this in the plans. Heat events taking down power ability to have electricity. And also keep in mind, we were not put on the grid system the smart electric meter system for our convenience. This is to literally create a power outage. Now, I want you to think in terms of the deployment.
And it can happen in layers, by the way. I want to mention this.
Yes.
We had Ole Johansson on the program 3 years ago, and he was a scientist who worked in the Karolinska Institute on electric pollution for the last 40-some years. The system is instituted now in Norway and Sweden and so on.
It's global.
And so it's global, but what happens is, in these countries it's introduced first, as of even 4 to 5 years ago, they shut down your washer and dryer remotely because every appliance, that means all the appliances you're buying now in the last 5 years or 10 years, have got chips in them to turn them off or to monitor them with AI chips. They're linked to your smart grid meter in your home. So your smart grid meters
also now, Dr. Bill, is on the smart grid. They now
have exactly, but that's it's your smart meter on your power meter on your house. In the smart grid meters they want to put on your well or whatever are linked to this grid system to not only turn off your appliances but monitor your power usage and can shut them off selectively, remotely, anywhere.
Okay, so now listen. People need to go to stopthecrime.net, go to our YouTube video page, and listen to these conversations about the smart meter. We've done many, many shows about the smart meters and the dangers and the nefarious aspects, but right now I'm going over this climate action plan.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Document. I'll show up. I probably will put up a link to it so people can read about Bedford, Massachusetts. It's a good example of what these maniacs want to do. And they're trying to actually accelerate the aging process or death process for a lot of the population. They want to change transportation to move for people who are mobile, not the young or elderly, but the young, mobile, you know, reproductive age, so they make bike paths. They say they're trying to reduce carbon credits, but really they want to get rid of carbon generators, i.e. us. And they talk about the idea of fossil fuels when there's no such thing as fossil fuels. You can actually make coal in a laboratory in a matter of months. The fact is that these maniacs are trying to push a false environmental agenda so they get total control of the finances of the world, the population of the world, and the actual termination of the population because life extension and disease technologies are going to change the world.
People don't need to listen to us. They can just look at these plans. And the example is right here. I would ask everyone again to please look at this plan example. It's only one example. You have plans in your town, too. Everybody that is listening, wherever you are in the entire world, you've got a climate action plan. So I'm looking right now at the town of Bedford out of Indiana, and I am looking at page 12, and I am telling you they're talking about power outages because of heat waves. That's a cover for reducing power and eliminating power throughout the country and throughout the world. This is an EMP under the guise of climate change. This is how the utilities will power off our ability to live. I can't not underscore enough. Everybody needs to read the book. It's a novel, but it's called One Second After. So I want to go on and reading a little bit more on page 12 in this Bedford plan because it talks about how the air quality is poor. It's going to create, and the heat will cause heat strokes, and most affected will be the aging population. They go on to talk about that the worsening air quality from a combination of vehicular emissions, increased heat, and increased electrical usage are predicted to contribute to increased cardiovascular and respiratory diseases. These are all covers for the use of a weapons system on all of us. They go on also to say, with warmer and longer summers, pollen and mold season will be extended, leading to allergies and triggering increased asthma attacks. West Nile virus carried by mosquitoes and Lyme disease carried by ticks are expected to become more prevalent with warmer temperatures and increased flooding. And then they go on to say, America's reliance on foreign oil and other fossil fuels, I don't know what they mean by other fossil fuels, because our petroleum never came from dead dinosaurs, and our water supply is a renewable energy as well. But it says, this threatens our environment and our economic prosperity and our national security, threatens our national security. But Bedford goes on to talk about those countries that control the oil production will be the countries that will dictate a totalitarian regime on everyone else. And so it's really, really important to understand what your climate action plan says, because these are the kinds of events that are going to be orchestrated in your area. Here's another example on page 13 of the Bedford Climate Action Plan under climate. And it says the development of environmentally friendly practices in our town and eventually on a national scale is the best way to ensure that our climate stays well suited to human comfort. Now, how on earth can any of you listening believe that you're decreasing your use of renewable resources, electricity, and water is going to change the weather, change the climate? Goes on to say, never in the past 1,000 years has the planet warmed as fast as it has in the 20th century. And it goes on, if this trend continues, it will result in decreased agricultural output. They're destroying our productivity for food right now. It's going to have increased catastrophic weather events such as forest fires, drought, floods, and displacement of entire populations due to rising sea levels. They go on, our snow-filled winters may soon become a thing of the past. Models indicate that without change of our living patterns, only Western Maine may be able to support skiing by the end of the century. I mean, this is outrageous. You need to read your plans, because in your plan, it will tell you the type of weather event that you're going to suffer and be hit with. Now, people ask me all the time, Dr. Bill, where's a safe place to go? And I tell them, read the plan wherever it is you are or wherever you think you're going to be safe, and read what they say they're going to do to you. And I looked up this Bedford, Indiana plan because somebody sent in the question, well, we can't find the plan. Well, for the town of Bedford. Well, it's easy to find. You opened it up for yourself, Dr. Bill, while we were talking. And so
it was simple. I can put up a link for them too.
Yes. But people need to take their own initiative and follow the simple directions of how to find their plan. And it is as follows. For example, you could type in the name of your state, whether you're in Indiana. You could type in Indiana Climate Action and Resilient Plan. Type in Resilient as well. They're two separate plans. But take a look. Your states have adopted all of this, and so have all of your cities. Now, your state is your umbrella corporation over all of your cities. So if you cannot find a specific plan in a town of 250 people, then look at the very next larger metropolitan area. It's the same plan. In fact, the United States has the same plan, as well as all of the other countries throughout the world. And it's important to understand what they're telling us in these plans of lies. These are plans of genocide. This is what these plans are. They're corrupt criminal plans that are being financed by corrupt criminal accounting procedures in all of our cities that do not work for us. And when you believe or think that you can go to your city council and change an advancement of something that they're going to approve, the only way that they may stall for a moment is to allow you to believe that you have influence in a corporate structure when you don't. This is all planned psychological entrainment and continuing to create the illusion that we have input and power within a corporate structure when they're following like a template. It's like a McDonald's franchise. The structure of the buildings are generally the same. The color scheme is all the same. Depending on where they're located, there might be some different exterior requirements in that location or that country. But the menu is all the same. Well, the menu is the climate action resilient plans in the case of the corporate franchise. And the menu is also the wrapping of the accounting firms that are set to take us down in all of our cities. Now, let me give you an example of what I mean by the corporate accounting firms, because many of you probably need to go to your city, county government and listen to the accounting wrap-up for this year of 2018 and their planned accounting revenues, income and expenses for the year 2019. You need to go and watch this process for yourself in your cities. What we're seeing here in our cities is that, particularly when we've been hit with weather weapon assaults like Northern California and the city of Santa Rosa here in California, they now are hiring outside accounting agents and firms out of London.
Wow.
Out of London.
Yeah, but, by the way, it's tied to an agency tied directly to the Queen of England, too, isn't it?
It is absolutely, and when we get to the other side of this break, I think everyone will be floored.
As I say, the Queen Reptile is still sticking out her forked tongue, and her agencies are still working for world domination, aren't they?
Absolutely. And it's here. It's here.
Yeah.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Attention all shoppers, we have more information. Deborah, people can't stop it if they use the typical normal patterns. There is a way to stop it, but it doesn't involve the normal procedures like voting or contacting your congressperson or local city hall people or whatever. The process is very, very complex, and it's at a global level, and there's differences in each country and state and region, but it's all the same eventual process, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And sadly, there are many people that still believe we have a government under a constitution, and you can vote, and you can change out local representatives, and they can usurp United Nations policies, and certainly hold off the 5G deployment as an example. When you actually look at the military documents and what the 5G really is all about, you realize how it's purposed, and you look at the documents, and the documents say that rapid deployment is a necessity, that the first state or nation that achieves 5G controls the internet and all the data, and that's worth trillions and trillions of dollars. Not only are they controlling all the data, they're also controlling all warfare capabilities from space. The 5G network is being now built with redundant systems. Not only is it visible from the multiple cells that we see now being deployed within our cities on existing utility poles, aka all owned and operated by Rothschild, who makes additional money renting those poles off like real estate to other telecom businesses, but then there's the undergrounding of 5G, and sadly people have had the illusion that that's the best way to distribute the network. No, it's a network of redundancy as well as a network being deployed in space, so that as we are burned out and flooded out, they keep a system up, and that's what that's all about. And it tells us that in these documents, and I don't know why people aren't understanding the reality of this system. But I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. I wanted to stay with accounting a little bit longer, but now I'm looking at the 5G, and it's so important to understand what they are saying about the 5G. It is the underpinning of the war machine, the military operations. And what the documents are telling us is that defense experts assess that the 5G market share will be locked up by the U.S. competitors in months, with no second chance in the 5G race, which is why immediate action is needed to secure U.S. first mover advantage. Now, I can tell you, I've looked at, and many of us, and hopefully more of you, have already looked at the new FCC regulations that recently came out, where in the past, certainly cities were able to fight against the deployment of a cell tower, for example, because of aesthetics, the way it looked. That's now been eliminated. The cities have absolutely zero jurisdiction over the telecom industry.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not just in California where they changed the laws. People like the Rothschilds who run the power corporations could put cell towers in as much power as they want. And in Japan, they even embed them in the roadways, don't they?
Well, and yeah, absolutely. And we know that we were first reporting the idea that they were in the manhole. They were under the manhole covers.
Right.
And now that's been reported in the UK as well. They're putting the 5G network in the sidewalks under the manhole covers. So I can say that people need to put their efforts where their efforts are going to count. And the efforts in thinking that you can fight in an illegitimate city council or county board of supervisors meeting, or any of the entanglement of the corporate franchise agencies, Board of Education, Public Health, you're wasting your energy. And those that are suggesting that you waste your energy either don't know how things really work or are misleading people intentionally, and I hate to say that.
Right.
But I can only say this. I truly did not know what I'm saying now before I found out what I knew. And the only way that we found out is we attended literally hundreds of meetings over many years. And we would literally meet before the meetings at different meetups and script our three-minute presentation when we were given the chance for public comment, because they would give us 3 minutes, and then sometimes they would reduce it to 2 minutes if there were too many people wanting to address the issue, and sometimes down to even 1 minute. And we thought the more clever that we scripted our time in front of these councils, they would listen, and we would give them information. We would back up with information that we would hand out. We spent, I don't even know how much money in giving information to various city councils, county board of supervisors, to the California Public Utility Commission, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And scratching our head as we moved through this after a few years wondering why on earth there was nothing, there was no feedback in a positive way to what we were doing. And what we then discovered after we achieved the smart meter here in Northern California that then was agreed upon by the utilities to be given to all the utilities in the state of California, that was only because they did some psychological analysis in some of the think tanks and came up with an industry plot to manipulate the public acceptance of the smart meters by offering a choice. It was all psychologically developed so that we would believe we had a victory, so that we wouldn't recognize it was a deployment of death and frequencies and intel and spying and requiring that we retrofit our homes for thousands and thousands of dollars, or you're going to be fined and penalized by code enforcement and then potentially have those fees and fines and penalties assessed against your home. But not to worry, all of your cities provided you with a way out to finance your required retrofitting by accepting and adopting PACE and HERO loans, P-A-C-E loans. That's Rockefeller loans. Rockefeller schemed the plan so that we could all create more indebtedness by financing the required retrofits that these climate action plans tell you you need to do to reduce your greenhouse gas and your CO2 emissions to change the weather. How ridiculous is all of this? Now, there are ways around this. This is all statutory law. These are not laws that any of us approved. This is statutory law through a corporate network government.
And through administrations, in other words, you're saying. In other words, it's administrative regulation, not law. They call it law, but it isn't.
It isn't. And so we're going to have to talk about ways to not comply through recognizing what reality is. And not complying is not whining to your local officials and thinking they're going to step in. They can't. They don't have the jurisdiction. They simply can't. Many of them are good and decent people that believe they've been elected to affect changes. They don't realize what is happening is all controls are through the staffers. That is what has happened. The staffers control it all. They bring in the policies. So as elected officials come and go, the policies remain and escalate. And that's what we're seeing. And we're in an increasing situation of death. And when we were discovering these accounting practices, and that these accounting practices come right out of London, right through the World Bank, right through Goldman Sachs, right through the jaws of controlling the money supply, and that we are being indebted because why? What has happened is we're being told that we're going to suffer severely in every area where we live because of climate change. And yet our cities are standing there without the resources to survive the kinds of climate hits that we're sustaining. And I see it right here in Northern California. And
yeah,
More of that on the other side of the break.
Absolutely. Amazing stuff. Well, I think Gary Richard will try to get him on, but we'll keep you as well. We want to have an interaction here because if people don't know, in 2019 and beyond, the globalists are in a panic to get this done now. I'll explain why after the break when we get into Hour 3. They're in a panic because of geological changes that are beyond the control of the dark side, the if you want to call it the Druidic Council, and all the minions and the bankers and their lawyers and pseudo-lawyers and administrators and banking accountants. They're trying to control the world through money, through regulation, and so-called administrative law. Terrible stuff, isn't it?
Well, they're increasing our taxes so that we can no longer...
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.